KNOM Profiles.
Northwest Alaska is an area rich in heritage and culture. According to anthropologist Shelby Anderson, it is a place where the past is relevant to the present and the future.
I'm excited about learning about the past and applying what we learn to sort of current issues, whether it's climate change or sort of issues of heritage and culture.
Shelby Anderson is an assistant professor of anthropology at Portland State University. Although teaching in Oregon, she completes her research mostly in Northwest Alaska. Anderson specializes in the study of old pottery. She says her research is particularly focused on how people create and maintain social and political networks as a way to deal with environmental change.
So basically what I do is I look at how pottery moved around the landscape and use that as a way to reconstruct past movement of people and past social networks.
Anderson says she started out as an archaeologist in Washington State and moved north to Southwest Alaska to work with the National Park Service. Then she began work in 2006 as a seasonal archaeologist at Cape Krusenstern.
I think at Krusenstern we have a chance to see how people changed their settlement patterns and the way that they lived during some time periods when there's pretty significant environmental change. And looking forward, you know, that can really help us potentially understand how people cope socially, culturally with dramatic environmental change in Arctic settings.
But Anderson says there is a limit to what can be learned in coastal areas because of erosion.
We've lost a lot of information because so much of it comes from how people left it in the past. And the erosion, of course, disturbs it and takes it away.
The erosion is happening quickly.
Big picture, what it's doing is it's erasing the archaeological record.
Anderson says the collaborative research on erosion is currently being assessed. That means going out in the field and looking for new archaeological sites, documenting how old they are, where they're located, and how much erosion exists around those sites.
Really just trying to identify the most threatened sites, and then I guess the next step is to obtain funding to do some kind of excavation, data recovery, before they're completely gone.
Anderson says erosion is also happening on the northern Seward Peninsula coast on the Bering Land Bridge. She says she and the National Park Service have started another project there.
Just like at Krusenstern, there's a lot of erosion going on there. And the focus of this newer project, really, one part of it is how is that erosion and how is that erosion accelerated by climate change impacting archaeological sites.
Besides her current work, Anderson is also looking to expand her research. She's been working in the Kotzebue Sound for the past couple of years and just started a project on the south side of the Seward Peninsula. Anderson says she's looking to build on data already collected that focuses on pottery and settlement patterns.
Basically, looking at expanding the geographic scope and developing a more detailed understanding of what was going on over the past couple thousand years in Northwest Alaska in terms of the social networks.
Anderson says she loves doing this research, working in the lab and collecting data sets.
But I also love being out in the field and imagining what it used to be like to live, you know, at one of the sites that we found this summer on the coast of, the Bering Strait. What was it like for people? What was it like on a day-to-day level? I just find that inherently fascinating.
Anderson says she also enjoys working near current communities in Northwest Alaska, which provides an opportunity to speak with people who grew up in the region.
There is an amazing record of past human life all around, and the more that people are invested in it, the more we can learn.
She says that the chance to study the history of the Arctic is something she's always been fascinated by.
I think there really is just a deep curiosity about the way people live in different places and different times. And I happen to focus on the past, but I'm, you know, in my research, but of course I'm interested in people in general, I guess, as an anthropologist. So I think it's just a really deep-seated fascination with the past.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.